calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss
it. First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
Green, for lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the
roads. When we're going, we don't need roads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Robbie Reviews. I am solo today. Sammy is actually out and about doing her own thing, so I have a solo review today. I know you guys like her being on with me, but the movie we are covering today is Flight Risk. It's the Flight Risk 2025. It's an action crime drama. It's 91 minutes long. And I'll be honest with you, I saw this movie a while ago. But the reason that what got me to the movie theater is I'm a big fan of Mark Wahlberg. Whatever he does, I've been told, and maybe this could be put up for debate, that Mark Wahlberg plays the same characters over and over again. There's no change. There's nothing. He just plays them over and over again in every movie that he does. So if you agree with that, let me know. Let me know. Hit us up on Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and let me know. Or you can hit us up on Robbie Reviews Movies and you can let me know there. But I'm a big fan of Mark Wahlberg, from Fear to Entourage, everything that he does, I like. Maybe I'm a little biased. This movie, so the synopsis of this movie, a pilot transports an air marshal accompanying a fugitive to a trial. As they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions soar and the trust is tested, as not everyone on board is who they say they are, Let me try that one more time. A pilot transports an air marshal accompanying a fugitive to a trial. As they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions soar and the trust is tested. As not everybody on board is who they seem, so it seem. This movie, I was surprised, it was directed by Mel Gibson. This is another reason why I went to go see this. Producers of this is Benny, John Davis, John Fox, and Mel Gibson. Cinematographer on this is Dave LeGringo. I'm so sorry if I messed that up. I don't understand why some of these people can't be named Bob or something like that. Actresses in this movie: Michelle Dockery. If you don't know who she is, she played on The Truth About Jacob. She was the mother in that. She was the main star, Mandolin. That was her name. That was her character's name. Mark Wahlberg as Dory. I'm sorry, it's Daryl. Mark Wahlberg's character is Daryl. I'm sorry. Topher Grace is Winston. And, these are the big-time actors in this movie. Peter Ben-Victor, Colin Ridge, that's a character in the movie. There are a couple other people, but basically this whole movie is, again, 91 minutes long. The whole movie was basically shot in an airplane. So Tilfer is a fugitive. He works for a mob boss. Mandolin is an FBI informant, or not informant, but FBI person that goes and collects people for trial. Well, she found Winston in a motel in Alaska. And so they are bringing, she's bringing him back to testify against his boss because he handles all the money. He's the accountant of this mob boss. So he knows all the secrets. Mark Wahlberg's character is the pilot, Daryl. And basically, the whole movie, this whole movie is shot in the air. They have a fight. Mark Wahlberg, Tilfer Winston is his character in this movie. He's handcuffed in the back. So it's a four person passenger plane. And then you have a cockpit in the back that you can load up boxes and whatnot. It's like a Cessna plane. It's like, think of your, if you were to go in the remote jungle and you needed to get into a plane to fly somewhere, that's the kind of plane that they're flying in. So Daryl, Mark Wahlberg's character, replaces the actual pilot that is supposed to be driving or supposed to be flying, because he actually works for the mob boss that Winston's character is going to testify against. So during the flight, they take off. It's Mark Wahlberg's character. It's Daryl, Madeline, and Winston. They're all flying out. Daryl's handcuffed in the back. Can't say a word, because when you're flying in a plane like this, you have to have like, you have to have headphones with a microphone so you could hear whatever everybody is saying next to you, because the wind pressure, the elements, the cockpit and everything is so loud. Without them, you can't hear. Well, they never put one on Winston because he's the prisoner, right? And so he's just like, whatever. Well, in the back, he finds, you know, on every personal plane, you have the pilot information. Well, Daryl, a.k.a. Mark Wahlberg's character, did not hide this well. It was literally under a seat, and it falls out, and it says, oh, this is who's supposed to be flying the plane. And it didn't match up to what they were saying. Well, what wasn't matching up to the picture. So Winston is trying to get Madeline's attention, but never can. So he ends up being like, Daryl's character ends up turning to Winston and trying to kill him. He's like, Colin Ridge does not want you to testify because he's the mob boss, right? And he was like, you're supposed to shut up. So basically Mark Wahlberg's character was there to whack this guy. So they end up having a fight in the midair. Madeline ends up, they end up fighting with her, Madeline. They end up in the back of the cockpit. Mark Wahlberg's character ends up getting knocked out. They ended up tying him in the back, and he's tied up. Now they're like, oh, what do we do? How do I fly this? And a whole bunch of chaos erupts during this flight. But the creepiest part of this flight is, number one, she doesn't know how to fly this. Winston, for God's sakes, doesn't know how to fly this. And the only one that actually knows how to fly it is trying to kill them. So it had a lot of good twists in it. I think Mark Wahlberg really did. I think he did something in his character. He showed a different side of him, a different range than everybody's supposed to see. If you're a big fan of, he was a Mark Wahlberg movies. He was a, hold on. Movies. on. I'm trying to think of something. One of his earlier movies, not The Yards, Fear. I'm talking about Fear. I think when you're watching Mark Wahlberg in this movie, he brings back a little of that character. And because you don't actually get to see that very much these days, because again, I do believe that Mark plays all these cookie cutter roles, that they're going to pay him all this money to basically do the same role over and over and over again. So I do agree to that standpoint. This movie had a budget of $25 million. Opening weekend, it was up to $12 million. Gross, U.S. and Canada, it made $30 million. And then worldwide, it made $45 million. So it definitely made his budget back. The release date of this movie was June 2025. The production company that shot this was Lionsgate. If you're a big fan of That 70s Show, you'll like this, because Topher, in every movie I see him in, I can't get that 70s show out of my head. I think he's in that 90s show as well on Netflix, but I like him as an actor. He was in Predators. He was in a bunch of movies. Let's pull up his filmography. And he was in Flight Risk. He was in Heretic. I forgot that he was in Heretic. He was the missionary person walking from door to door. He was like, did you get a pamphlet? I forgot. If you've not checked out our episode on Heretic on You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, you should definitely check that out. He is in there. War Machine, Opening Night, Truth, American Ultra. I think he was actually the bad guy in American Ultra. He was in Interstellar. He's been in a lot more movies than I remember him being in, but I think his breakout role was That 70s Show. He was in Don Joe with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That I forgot that. Now that I'm looking up his filmography, Take Me Home Tonight, he was like one of the major roles in that, major stars in that. He was in Predator 2010. He's been in a lot of cool movies. I mean, he was in Spider-Man 3 in 2007. In Good Company, P.S. He's been in a lot of movies. So I watch movies so you guys don't have to. Sammy actually did not come to this movie with me. When I asked her about it, she was like, oh, it's kind of like a repeated movie. But again, Mel Gibson produced this. He directed it and produced it. So that's another reason why I wanted to go see it, because how long has it been since Mel Gibson has actually produced a movie? Long time. Let's pull up Mel Gibson for a second. Let's find out what movies, when was the last movies he produced. I guess it was Monsters Summer. He did that in 2024. Boneyard. So Mel Gibson does all these like B movies. He's an actor that just likes to work. So he'll do all these. He's actually something that surprised me is I believe I knew this, but he was an executive producer on The Sound of Freedom. So that's interesting. One thing I like about Mel Gibson is he will do movies that people will not touch with a 10-foot pole. Like, people think it's like taboo in Hollywood. Like when he did The Passion of the Christ, like he self-funded that movie. He wanted to take a risk. That's why he made so much money off of it, because no studio would actually touch it. There is another Passion of the Christ coming. It's the Passion of the Christ Resurrection, and it's in pre-production right now. I just found this out, actually. And I was talking to Sammy yesterday. I was like, they're coming out with a sequel of Passion of the Christ. What are they going to call it? The Resurrection? And that's exactly what they're going to call it. So that's a bit of an inside joke. But another reason why I wanted to see this movie is because Mel Gibson produced it. If you like his films, if you like what he does as a producer, I think you're going to like this as well. Trying to think of any bandits. The thing about Mel Gibson is he acts and produces. So he gets it from all angles. So let's say he doesn't want to be an actor in this movie. He just wants to produce. He's going to get a producer credit. And I guess he was actually a He was also in Father Stew. He was an actor in that with Mark Wahlberg in 2022. So I'm assuming that's where they got the idea to do Flight Risk for this movie. Again, it's a running time of 91 minutes. It was mostly, let me film. It was shot. That's what I'm trying to look. So I had it was shot in color aspect ratio of 2.3:1. It was shot in Nevada. And it was basically shot in Nevada. They were shooting that as remote as Alaska is. I didn't actually know that they shot it in Nevada. When you look at it, it does look like you're in the mountains of Alaska. So what would I give this movie? Would I rewatch this movie? This is going to be a shorter episode. I would go see this movie again. I enjoyed it from start to finish. It was, I wouldn't say it was predictable, but it kept you on the edge of your seat. There were a lot of twists and turns because while she's driving the plane, she has to call her dispatch and be like, help, help, help. I don't know how to fly this. So the FBI gets another guy that's familiar with the jet or the plane, the Cessna they're in, and basically walks her through how to fly the Cessna plane. And so Mark Wahlberg's character is tied up in the back. Eventually he gets out and stabs Tilford's character and they have another fight. And so it's just the way they did it is it'll keep you guessing from the time you sit down to the time you click it off. I mean, it has twists and turns. It has a backstory. I think they did well in character development because they actually go back and tell you what Tilford's character did for this boss and what he's doing now. And I think they did a really good job on filling you in the backstory without because if they wouldn't have done that, you would just have these three people in a plane and you would just be like, well, I don't really care if they live or die. But because they went into the backstory and did good character development, you start to really care about these people. You want to see their survival. So they ended up landing. So they're flying, and I can't remember where they're flying to, but they were going to a specific destination. I apologize. But they ended up flying. And then Mark Wahlberg's, they actually ended up crash landing / landing. And then Mark Wahlberg's character ended up flying out of the plane, and they end up running over him. And Tilfer and Madeline are like, what the ambulance people go up to them after their stop, and they're like, oh, what happened to the other guy? And they were like, oh, he fell out of the plane, and they start cheering. Well, they take Winston's character from the plane into the ambulance, but Madeline gets this strange vibe, and she believes that her boss is actually working for the mob guy. And so he's sending other people to kill people. So her FBI boss wanted the ambulance driver to kill Winston when he got in there. So he had a plastic bag over his head trying to do that. And Madeline figured it out. So she rushes in there. She shoots him. Boom, boom, boom. And she picks up the phone. And her boss is like, I told you no gunshots. What am I trying to pay you for? And then she gets on and says, you know, basically the game's up. You're cooked. So it has all these twists and turns that I think you would like in a movie. So would I see it again? Yes. Let me tell you one thing. This has a rating on IMDb of 5.2 out of 10. I would probably give it a 6.5 because I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was it didn't lag. Again, if you're a fan of suspense, if you're a fan of Mark Wahlberg, if you're a fan of Mel Gibson, you're going to like this movie. It's not going to be a waste of time. So my recommendation, now it's coming out on streaming. I saw this like when it first came out. I've been meaning to do this episode actually for a while. I've just been super busy trying to get our streaming platform up and running. So I wanted to take the time now to do this. But if you have the time, it will be out on streaming, I think, within the next week. Go ahead and take the time to watch this. I give it a 6.5. I don't think you're going to regret watching this. You'll have to let me know in the comments, like, if you enjoyed this movie, if you liked all the twists and turns, if you liked how they did all the shots. Like, basically, they basically did a nosedive into a mountain, and when you're sitting there watching this movie and they're like, the cockpit is like, pull up, pull up, pull up, in your heart you're like, oh my goodness, you can feel it, you can feel that tension. And this is one of those movies that gets you into the picture. And that's why I like movies so much, is because it sucks you in. These are one of those movies that are going to suck you in from start to finish, and you're going to feel like you're one of those characters waiting, wanting to see what happens. Are we going to make this out alive? Are we not going to make this out of alive? That's what you're going to be wondering when you go into this movie. A lot of spoilers. I did a lot of spoilers. Of course, Mark Wahlberg's character dies, Winston, and the main character Madeline make it out, but it's a lot of fun. It's not going to disappoint. So if you like Mark Wahlberg, I think you should check it out. Again, let me know what you want me to cover. Again, this is going to be a shorter episode because we did this movie a long time ago, but I enjoyed it. I would pop it. I'm actually excited for this movie to come out on streaming so I can watch it again. So I think it would be one of these movies that the more you watch it, the more you're going to pick up on it. I mean, it could be one of those movies that you're just in the background listening to, because you don't always have to spend all the time watching it. You're not going to lose the plot. It's not like Game of Thrones or anything where if you take your eye off the screen, you're confused. It's not one of those movies. Like, you'll be able to follow it. So it has a good plot. It's not like overall you don't guess the plot. There's a lot of twists and turns in it. So Let me know what you think of this movie. Thank you for checking out this episode. I wanted to hurry up and put this out. Again, it's been a while since I've had a standalone solo episode, so I wanted to go ahead and jump on and knock this one out. Again, I had a lot of fun with this movie. Let me know what you guys think, and we will see you at the movies. We'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in, and please like and subscribe. You can find this on any major platform you get your podcasts. Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brixby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brixby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.